Our charity this week is the Foundation for Music and the Arts, very much tied in with St German's Cathedral, Isle of Man. We've been hearing from Marlene Masker and also Ian Thompson, who's the chairman of the FMA. Ian, it's not just about fundraising for you, though, is it?
No, the one of the objectives we had with our concerts is to put the cathedral on the map as a venue for concerts, for the presentation of the arts. And that's very much worked. We are going to have probably in the next 12 months, in this season, double the number of concerts that we had last year. And we find that performers are coming to us now to say they'd love to put a concert on in that space. The reordering of the cathedral, which basically, to people who don't know too much about it, was the pews have gone. There's a lovely white marble look floor now, and it just changes the acoustic of the place. And both for listeners and for performers, it's really fulfilling. And the variety of stuff that we put on, from choral societies to individuals, the Blue Train Big Band, which is a huge outfit, and they're always different, and they're always presenting something that's a bit new or a bit fresh or something you didn't know existed. We found it really enjoyable, and we'd welcome more and more people to come along and see it.
Well, that's the thing, because, you know, I'm a huge fan. I love the space. It's fabulous. I've been to any number of different concerts there and performances as well. Everything from fabulous trad music to choral music to Pigs on the Wing, Under the Moon. And that's the thing, Marlene, as well, with having the Moon and Mars as well in there over the past couple of years too. That has also provided some extraordinary experiences for people, hasn't it?
Well, I think that was actually organised by the cathedral itself, but we are obviously all part of it. I think it's brought people through the cathedral doors that have never been in there before and maybe broken down some barriers in that way. It's fantastic. And of course, the cathedral in its lovely setting now, and it's being enhanced all the time, is next to the Song School, and that's, we also help fund that. So the whole group there is developing and going forward, and it's great to think that more and more people can come and take advantage of the facility. And as Ian says, you know, getting that message out, that putting it on the map, that's, again, it's all part of the message that we'd like to get out there.
It really is. So that's great for the audiences and for performers as well. But one of the things that you're really keen on, Ian, is promoting music to the younger audience, and especially with choral work as well, because it's something that's maybe a bit overlooked, but it is a fabulous thing to be involved with, isn't it?
It is. It can be challenging, but it's always enjoyable. We created the Song School about 5 years ago, which meant that there was a proper environment with heating, which is a bit of a joke in church circles, but it has heating. And the kids go in there once a week and have quite a long rehearsal where they learn about music, and not just necessarily the stuff that is attached to church, but about music and development of themselves. One of our team went off to the UK to the Houses of Parliament and took part in a debate. It opens doors and it opens minds to what's possible.
Well, exactly. And, you know, you mentioned earlier this week the fabulous trips you've organised as well. I mean, some things that will stay with the people that went forever, the memories that you've created for them. It's extraordinary what they've been able to do, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's not just, I'm maybe given the impression that it's a youth club. It's just full of young children. It isn't. There's adults as well. Mm-hmm. The choir is really, the whole choir is in two pieces. The choristers, and then the what's called the Schola, which are the kind of the adult choirs. And in fact, they are going to, the week after Easter, to Blackburn Cathedral to sing in a short season. So it's opportunities for all ages.
And it also promotes our fabulous talent on the Isle of Man, doesn't it, Marlene?
The word gets out there, and these young people, they grow in confidence. It's delightful to see that. And as you say, the feedback we get after these trips is amazing. And it's lovely to see these young people mature, both musically and, you know, personally. And it just brought it to mind when the cathedral was undergoing the reordering. We didn't have a space to sing in, really. The director of music, Peter Littman, organised a safari. The choir and the lay clerks, they went out around different churches around the island, and they were all very welcoming. They had some amazing Manx teas, and they did some amazing singing as well. So there's short distance travel and longer, but it's all a great experience, and we're glad to be able to support that.
And we should say as well, it's a lot of fun. I mean, whenever we have Peter Littman in with us, with any of the students that come with him, they obviously have so much fun, don't they? There's a lot of joy.
Yeah. I would love you to have seen what happened underneath Mars. We had another island choir, Talis Consort, in, and they sang David Bowie's Life on Mars. And it was just such fun. It really was. It's the last thing you'd hear a choral version you'd expect to hear. And it just went down a storm.
And it's not just about singing, we should say, because you do also help provide instruments, don't you?
Yeah, the foundation also maintain the cathedral organs. There's one in the song school. We've got two grand pianos. We maintain them, and certainly in recent times, we've also funded, through the support of our sponsors, major works to the organ. In fact, there's even more work to be done in the next year to it.
And I believe as well, there's talk about producing a CD.
Yes. Last Wednesday evening, we recorded our first CD, which was an experience. I mean, we have recorded before. We did, you may know, for Easter weekend. We did the music for Easter Day. And in fact, the BBC are still cutting up that and adding it into various services, bits of part of their religious programmes. So that was great fun as well, including the kids singing from the top of the Laxey Wheel. You know, it's something that they will never experience again.
This is wonderful. This is for the BBC, you say?
Yeah, Radio 4, yeah.
Incredible, isn't it?
It was amazing.
These opportunities that are presented, just wonderful. And Ian, what sort of things are you looking to fund this year in 2026?
Well, apart from the organ works I've mentioned, there's a need, really, through ongoing awareness of safeguarding and convenience, and that is that we need to build a new toilet block, would you believe? So that as the choir's got to the size it is, that it's appropriate, and it's going to be quite a challenge.
Well, obviously, you know, part of the reason why you're here is to, as you said, sort of get the word out about what you do and encourage people to, well, I suppose, to support and to get involved. You want to encourage people, don't you, Marlene? So what would you say to someone who's maybe listening and thinking, this sounds quite interesting? What could they maybe do to help you all?
Well, as I said, they could become a friend. That's easy. And at concerts, we've started putting a slip of paper on each seat because you need that permission to contact somebody. So that's working quite well. We've had some new friends that way. We are six trustees at the moment. I think if I remember rightly, we can be a maximum of 10. And so if somebody really thinks that this might be something they could contribute to, we would really welcome a conversation. And maybe especially those that might bring a younger contribution, because some of us, I include myself, are getting a bit long in the tooth.
Never mind.
And some, you know, some young ideas. We're seeing that with Macy, who's joined us. So that really is a great way to support us, and also, you know, come and enjoy the concerts as well. The doors are open. Come and talk to us.
And there really is something for everyone. And it obviously had a very busy last year, Ian. What are you most looking forward to in 2026?
Well, so we have our tours. We are going to start on a major project on the organ. So more challenges, but hopefully, underneath it all, some real sense of achievement and fun. Our big objective is to find another major sponsor that enthuses about these things. You know, people in the past that we've had have been absolutely friends to us. And it really does help, because it perhaps helps us explore things that we never thought were doable. As we've learned, most things are doable if you can just find the way.
That's the right attitude, for sure. I love that positivity. It was interesting listening to you earlier this week saying that, of course, in real terms, the cathedral is quite young. And so as a result, that's posed some problems, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Because there's a bit about recognition, and there was always an issue within Peel about the parish church, and then all of a sudden it's a cathedral. And it's pretty tough, you know, it's difficult because you're not following a well-trodden path. You know, everybody's heard of King's College Cambridge and St Paul's Choir and all the rest of it. And as I heard somebody say the other day, oh, do we have a cathedral? Well, perhaps that's the cathedral's fault for not promoting itself enough. But nevertheless, you know, there is really a need to create more awareness, mm-hmm. and people to come and have a look, come and have a listen. We're there twice on Sundays and at other times, especially with Easter coming up. Come and have a listen. Even, dare I say it, think about if you're a singer, or perhaps even if you're not, you think you're not a singer, come along. And we all had to learn, you know, and now we can kind of sing a bit.
I love that. Well, it's been an absolute joy talking to you and finding out more about it. Cathedral.im is the website, but as we're just hearing from Ian there, just pop in and see. It's a wonderful space, isn't it? And now with the sort of the reorder of it, as you were saying, a fabulous space as well to perform. So would you still invite more people to contact you if they're looking to perform in the space as well?
Absolutely.
Now, yes. And how do they best do that, Marlene?
Well, again, on the website and the FMA, we are a charitable trust that mm-hmm. organise our own concerts as well. So Dr. Mike Hoy organises that programme along with Macy, and then the Cathedral have their own appointments and their own register of concerts. But I think it would be through the Cathedral website.
Yeah. Lovely.
And anything can be passed on to us that way too. We're really looking forward to, you know, growing into this year itself.
Bright new future for Cathedral,
absolutely.
I think,
absolutely.
Which is wonderful. And if there is someone listening who could be a sponsor for you, Ian, what's the best way for them to get in touch?
The same way, really. Just through the Cathedral website, even if you just ring the Cathedral office, they talk to us all the time. Whilst we are an independent charity, we're still part of the family. It's more opportunities, and we can actually do things for the Cathedral as well. To help them.
A rewarding thing to be part of,
well,
I think.
And now they're seeing people wandering around the place, looking at things they didn't even know were there. You know, the Cathedral's created new entrances to the building. It's got a new refectory. The things they're doing are great. And if we can enhance awareness of that, it works both ways, doesn't it? For both the Cathedral and what it's there for. And what we're there for, it mutually feeds each other.